I think you've alluded to it earlier. You were in the fun time, weren't you? The creating.
Oh, yeah. And now it's much more of a cash generating, big business.
Right. They're not really discovering new things now.
Just more of the same stuff over and over.
Yeah,
and over.
Right. Yeah. And you were in that time where you could be creative and come up with an idea and it would make sense. But we haven't talked about DirecTV, which comes into our home without cable.
Right.
So
that was a bigger, more powerful satellite, so you could get to real little dishes.
Right. So right now today, that there's the marketing between, say, Cox Cable and DirecTV.
That's correct. They're direct competitors.
Direct competitors right now. And haven't they aligned themselves with AT&T so that you buy...
I just got something in my email box yesterday or day before that said your DirecTV bill will now be on your AT&T bill.
Okay.
And you can combine your two services because I'm an AT&T customer. So.
Right. So there's that battle going on right now between DirecTV and cable.
I was always surprised how well they did, that DirecTV, because I thought that dish would be so much of a problem in so many places where you had trees or buildings or some reason you couldn't put a dish in. I don't know, but they've got 20 million subscribers or something.
Right. So I don't know if one will prevail over the other or not. We don't know sitting here at that. Or maybe
I think it's pretty static right now. Neither one of them are growing much. I mean, they run all those ads, cut the cord and do all that, but
right.
It's more complicated. I mean, you have to make sure you can see the satellite, and it's multiple satellites, so most people have to have two dishes or a dish that can see both, which is a funny shaped dish. Like you said, that's probably a battle that's kind of going on here, and the real battle is streaming and Netflix, and that's where the real action is.
Another name, I don't know, it seemed to be with Tulsa Cable, was Mark Savage.
I saw him last night.
and
for the first time in several years. I thought he was living at the lake for a long time, but he's now, he said he built a house at the hills over by 71st and 75.
And how did you see him last night?
At the Duet restaurant.
Oh, you just bumped into him?
Just bumped into him.
Oh, how about that? And here we talk about him. So what did he mean to the cable business? Because he became a face, kind of. He became very famous in our town.
He was the face of cable television. He was kind of lucky in one reason. He's a really good manager, and I really like him, but he was about the fifth manager of Tulsa Cable in 5 years, because what I was talking about earlier, the difficulty of selling cable when you didn't have anything to sell, or very limited amount to sell. He got there about the time that the satellite happened, and it just flourished and did really well.
And who was owning Tulsa Cable at that time?
United Cable.
Okay, and you were a part of that ownership?
No, not then. We were split off by then.
Okay, all right.
But he and I were good friends, and we were a service provider because he bought WGN and WPIX from us, and we built his satellite dish for him so he could receive all of those services.
So you were good partners in the same business?
Yeah, and later, after Tulsa Cable, he's a really smart guy and a good gambler. He and Gene Snyder, who started and ran United Cable, they were in the casino business in a big way in Colorado at Black Hawk. Have you ever heard of that? I think there's one little enclave there that I don't know how they, I don't even think gambling was legal in all of Colorado, but there's one little area on ice, just off I-70 going west out of Denver. And there's Harrah's, and it's a real casino city with just a whole bunch of different casinos. Anyway, Mark owned one of those until May, I think. He just told me last night that he sold out in May.
And what was he selling? How was he involved? You said he was a good gambler. What did you mean?
Well, he was a gambler first. I mean, he was one of those guys that on any weekend would have several thousand dollars going on 10 different sports events.
Okay.
And he's really good at it. I think he actually makes money at it. And that's kind of a recollection that had nothing to do with nothing, except that maybe that kind of led him into being an investor in this casino.
Okay.
Not only investor, he actually ran the casino. I think he said they started in 92, so it was 92 to just this year that he said it, you know, he was up there once a week or once a month for several days, even now.
You know, I actually did a live television program for Tulsa Cable and Mark. I don't know what channel that would have been. They tried to do local things and local programming.
Yeah.
And I did one, I think, once a week. And
half hour or an hour?
Yes, probably so. I can't remember. But I remember when people would call in the radio station, they were somewhat civil. But so I took phone calls on Tulsa Cable. But when they called and they were seeing you on TV, they were much more direct and maybe mean and caustic.
Huh.
So here they were, sitting in their house, maybe by themselves. We have this going on now with tweeting and all that goes on.
Oh.
But when they saw my picture there, and they felt they could go after me more because, well, first of all, they thought they were in front of me.
You'd think it would be just the opposite, though, that radio, you would be more autonomous than video.
Well, I noticed a direct difference in the kind of phone calls I received. And I don't know how long we did that, but Mark was open enough to try a local thing. I think he was trying a lot of local programs.
Well, that was one of the requirements that most cable systems had in their franchise, that they would do. That was one of the ways they got the franchise to say, we're going to do a whole bunch of local things.
Okay.
Even though it was very difficult to do, costly, and you didn't ever get much viewership out of it. So
right.
They were kind of pushed towards that.
Yeah.